Right, so Gaynor posted about sleep and dreamless, you know, lots of dreams and sleep, not feeling so rested, and my response prompted a question.
Yeah. It's well documented in the Facebook group that I have a lot of, let's call it spiritual experiences at night. And I've got to the point now that wherever I'm awake in the night, I'm like, right, that's fine. And then I love the fact that I don't have to be tired anymore or worry about being tired because I know that it's just a thought. And but my question is, it's in response to the bit where you've put the amount of sleep we need is directly proportional to the amount of duality we believe in still. So my basic question is, if I wake on a morning and I've slept 8 hours solid, does that mean I'm believing in the duality?
Well,
Or is it the feeling, oh, I need to sleep, that is the belief in the duality, I'm tired.
the body needs a certain amount of rest per
Yeah.
night. And the way that that happens is you, the self, the awareness, you're always listening. You're always, you know, the awareness is always switched on. You can't turn it off.
Yeah.
But for a certain amount of time, which we call sleep, you're not paying attention, excuse me, to what's coming in through the senses.
Yep.
It's still there, just like, you know, the alarm clock goes off in the morning. You must hear it somehow, even though there's a sense that I'm asleep as a separate person, right? So that amount of time that you don't pay attention to the sensory input, we call that sleep. In that time, there's no duality or even sense of duality,
Yeah, get that.
right? My life going on in the waking state. So the body can rest and repair itself. But you, in and of yourself, as the awareness, don't need any sleep.
Yes.
There's a natural amount of sleep that the body will have each night left alone. It'll go to sleep when it needs to, and wake up when it needs to. That sleep might be very short, compact, and restful. It might be seemingly broken by dreams. It might be periods of wakefulness in the night time, then back to sleep again, like you've explained. You've had, I think it's very common that for a lot of people along the pathway, certainly was for myself. So that feeling that when I wake up and feel like I feel refreshed, it's because the body's had that time it needed to recuperate. Plus there is this, if I wake up and believe, anything you believe is going to be experienced as real. So if you wake up and think, oh, I've had a really good night's sleep, you're going to have a really good day based on that thought. I slept well, feel refreshed. If you wake up and think, I had a really bad night and I'm going to be struggling to get through the day, but it's, so you're like, you will experience that. It's the belief in
Yes.
limitation. If I realize I am that peace, that awareness, that's all well and good. But unless I fully realize what that means, it means I don't need to sleep, I don't need to eat, I'm not driving, I'm not eating, I'm not
Yeah.
sleeping, I'm not walking, talking, etc. I'm not
Yeah.
working.
It was
I'm not even
the
transcending anything.
yeah.
All of that.
I've going back to sleep, I've laid awake at night many times, and I'm quite not excited, but I'm quite content to be awake now. It doesn't bother me at all whether I'm sleeping or not. I can have nights where it's felt restless, but I don't believe in the thought of tired anymore. And there are certain times on an evening where I'll go to bed earlier than rather than stay up, and there's that type of thing. But I've also had the experience of watching myself sleep, or being aware that I'm asleep.
The body's in a deep state,
Yeah,
yeah.
but being very aware of that, which is strange when it first happens. But it was. Sleep isn't an issue at all for me now. But I was just reading your answer. I was like, oh, right. So if I feel I've slept, does that mean I'm believing in duality? But and I suppose it is to a sense, because like you say, you don't need sleep, you're not driving. But it was just to clarify.
It's, you know, we create our reality immediately and totally with our thoughts. So if I believe I need sleep, I'll always feel tired. I'll never quite feel
yeah.
like I've got enough yeah. sleep, even if yeah. I sleep for 15 hours of a day.
Mm.
Or, you know, most people, because of that belief, there's a belief in the waking state that I've got a certain amount of hours of waking state, and as I get towards the end of my day, ready for closer to bedtime, mm. I'm going to get more and more tired because I've got a finite amount of energy as a finite being.
Mm.
And I've used that, I'm down to 5% of that, and then when I hit zero, gotta go to
yeah.
bed.
Yeah.
So we live that experience.
Mm.
As you begin to see through that, like you're doing, it's there's more of an awareness of, like we've discussed with hunger, I don't feel hungry before, and then I naturally respect, okay, now I need to nourish my body with something.
Mm.
There's also that same feeling about sleep, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's time for my body to go lay down.
I'm actually... That's quite interesting that you brought that up, because there's been a lot going on about food again mm. and exercise, and as you know, I'm starting to exercise more, and it's building it up. But there's also, I woke up this morning, and the first thought that I had was, I want to eat healthier,
mm.
and me and Ian keep saying this. And we're failing miserably. We're not eating terribly. We're quite healthy eaters, but you know the,
mm.
and you know I'm not saying I'm ever going to eat chocolate. I'm just putting that on record. I'm not saying yeah. I'm never going to eat chocolate again because I love my chocolate. And I am going to have sweet things. But I want to. I feel like the body's telling me nourish mm. me more. And there was a time when I wasn't eating bread or crisps by just. Through and really enjoying what I was eating, and I'm thinking, well, what did I eat? But then, sorry, I've gone off topic a bit, but what I'm saying is I really feel the body's telling me, come on, let's get going a bit. It's just...
It's natural. It's the belief in duality or the appearance of the world has gone, that the life force within the body will begin to gather.
Oh, absolutely.
What does that mean? It means you've got more energy, you're happier, you're more peaceful.
Yeah.
You don't need as much sleep.
Yeah.
And there'll be a natural preference towards food that vibrates higher.
Yeah.
But not from fear.
No.
Not from, if I don't eat healthy, I'm going to get fat, get obesity, and then yeah. die.
Yeah.
You know, there's a healthy respect for the body as the self. And that anything you could eat would be the self.
Yeah.
Everything you could eat would be the self. There'll be a natural choice towards doing those things, eating healthier and more exercise because it's fun.
Yeah.
And because it's a good way to love the body,
mm.
to love the self. And to...
Well, after I had the first thought about eating healthily, that was the second thought, well, it's all self.
Mm.
It's you know, but there's still that, it's like you're given a little message, you know, and it's not like I don't feel under any pressure to do it. It's been building for quite a few weeks. Especially the last few days, and this morning it was wham. You know?
It's a natural evolution, isn't it? As, yeah. as the self-realisation gets deeper, that the belief has been in the past that upon self-realisation we abandon the body. So that's what a lot of beings have done, but it's not the case. In fact, the opposite has been true for me. The less fear, in fact, the total eradication of fear and all negative emotions results in peace and joy and love, and you really want to enjoy your life then and do all the things you want to do, just enjoying each moment. And to do that, you need a healthy body. It's much easier with a healthy body.
Mm.
That is a natural byproduct anyway of a silent mind, a clear mind. But it makes sense that you'd want to do things. You're not exercising to try and get fit or to try and lose weight or all of those things come from a place of I'm not quite good enough already, I just need to be other than I am. But you're exercising and you're trying to eat better out of a place of respect for the fact that you're here in a human body and you're awake, and yeah. that's quite a rare thing, but getting less rare.
Yeah.
And let me enjoy it, let me be a good example.
Yeah. It's quite strange that, you know, there's still that, what you've just said about you're not doing it from wanting to lose weight or get fit, there's still the remnants of the thoughts about that, because I've put a little bit of weight, so not a massive amount, and so there's, I need to eat healthier to get, and I just kind of
shut you don't have to get rid of
no,
that.
The, no, absolutely.
There might always be both motivations in terms of thoughts.
But that's not why I'm doing it's just
a celebration of life.
Yeah.
If you look at nature, it grows every single way it can. And it's doing everything it can. Mm. Every species is completely abundant.
Mm.
And if you'll see, like, if you pass a field full of horses, sometimes they're laying down asleep, sometimes they're playing with each other, sometimes they're just running around the field for the joy of it because they have an excess of energy because they're not believing all of their thoughts. Each thought we believe is depleting the amount of, not the amount of life force there is, but how much is flowing through the body. Yeah. And when that's stopping and the life force is beginning to flood into the body, there's a sense of wellness and an urge to preserve life, but not because it might end. You know, just because it's a celebration, isn't it, somehow?
Yeah.
To feel well, to feel whole, to feel peaceful, to feel safe.
Yeah.
Of course you'd be excited about life.
Yeah. I do feel that there's so much energy that, you know...
Sometimes it's too much, right? You don't know what to do with it.
Yeah. I think they're finding at home I'm rather lively. Yeah.
It's different, though, isn't it? Because we spent so much of our existence believing in lack and limitation. Mm. And there were some things, when I used to think I was a separate being, I wouldn't even attempt at 7 o'clock at night because I thought I was too tired.
Mm.
So, like, half of my day was written off. Anything that I wanted to do with clarity, I had to start in the morning when I was wide awake.
Yeah.
You know all that? And it's like...
That's so funny you're saying that.
I'm 44 years old. Not really, because I've wasted half of that time. Because, you know, my waking state was useless after... You know, and I used to believe things like after lunch, if I have bread for lunch, it makes me sleepy in the afternoon. So, you know, all that stuff comes true in your experience.
Yeah, there's still stuff... It's good that you say that, because I recognise, that still feels like that's going on, but that's not true. You know, there's still a physical habit going on.
Mm.
Like, on an evening, I don't tend to do much or anything. And there's always, oh, I've just done nothing, I don't want to do nothing, I want to do, you know, I feel like it's kind of evolving at the moment.
And your body is meant to move. If it wasn't supposed to, that's the nature of a body, isn't it, to move. That's why the yoga feels so good when we do it. You know, it's not just, we're not doing it to get fit or even to get flexible or anything like that. It's coming from a place of wholeness, isn't it, now? Where it's like, this form, this appearance is supposed to move, so let it move. And that brings even more joy when you're already feeling joyful.
Mm.
And it just accumulates. Before long, you find yourself so happy that you have to kind of tone it down a little bit when you, sometimes when you're in and around people that don't understand.
Ironically, the yoga is an example of, you know, I'm not... Initially, there was about, I want to do yoga, I want to get flexible, because... This body's not very bendy, and you know, then I you know, thought about that and thought, no, I'm just doing yoga because that's what I feel like doing. And the result of that is that you get more flexible.
Yeah, but not because you were trying to.
No.
If you try to, then I need to, and therefore I'll have to continue to need to. It's ironic, isn't it?
There's a yoga pose that we tried the other week and I just couldn't do it. And it was something I used to do a lot as a young person, not as a yoga pose, just as a kid messing about. And it really hit me that I could do that and this body feels like it can't do that now.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been trying to do it, but I do a little bit of yoga just on the carpet on a morning. But that one, you really need the mat. And so I asked Ian to help me this morning. And he helped me the first time, but the second time I did it on my own, and I was just like, wow, I can do that, you know?
It really does become clear, doesn't it, how instantly we materialise what we believe.
Mm.
If I believe I'm If I believe I'm a separate person, I'm not very flexible. I won't be very flexible. Mm. If I believe I am the self, and that my body is beginning to live as that, I still won't be very flexible.
Mm. Mm.
If I've seen that there really is no body, it is the formlessness too, it's in appearing to be a body,
mm.
then I must also begin to let go of any beliefs, you know, that the body is a real solid thing.
Yeah.
An aging, belief in aging, especially when it comes to flexibility.
Mm.
If you look at what people believe about aging, not that I'm calling you old, but there's the core beliefs and all of that is debilitation, things beginning to not work that did,
mm.
You know, general confusion, mm-hmm. lack of mental clarity, all of that is just taken, and disease and yeah. all of that is just, it's just old age.
And, you know, I've got a 90-year-old mum who's, you know, she does have a lot of what you've just said. But she also is very independent and lives on her own and very able.
Mm.
Yet she is treated by people as a, you know, we do this thing where we pat her on the head and go, there, dear, you know, because that's how society treats her.
Mm.
People are very kind to her
yeah.
because there are things that she needs help with. But sometimes she's very patronised and that's the way society is.
It's taken for granted, isn't it?
Yeah.
That it's part and parcel of being a separate being. Believing in limitation, mm. even if I know I am the self, but that the hold the idea within me that for the self, me, the self, to flow through this body, it's going to be limited.
Mm.
It's not, you know, that's going to immediately, you know, convey that limitation to the body.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's really good to look at this stuff, you know, and to actually see yourself transcending it is. You know, you might never be able to do a perfect camel pose or something, but you'll know that there's always a gradual increase in your ability, you know, as you break through these beliefs.
Yeah, yeah. There's still, you know, listening to you then, there's still some, oh yeah, I'm still maybe thinking that, you know, but it's...
And the more peace and bliss and joy you're feeling, the more life has to give you things that agree with that. And if that's a slim, fit, healthy body... guess what will happen,
oh,
you know, wow. If in our past we've associated that with feeling, oh, when I look this way, I'll feel good. Mm. And then upon self-realisation, it turns around, you know, it is upon feeling good, I'll look this way. We actually get what we wanted because we're already feeling the way we thought it would make us feel, you know, so it begins to manifest, which is what you're seeing.
And you know, like you're saying about feeling good, you know, I'm feeling good now, in this moment. But it's not about how my hair looks and whether I wear this and whether I'm able to bend this way.
Mm.
It's just, I'm feeling good. And because of that, like you've just
end
said.
End of story, I'm feeling
yeah.
good.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's no fear, there's no limitation, there's no lack.
No.
If human beings have just got so used to living in fear, you know, that I have this finite existence and I've got to get the most out of it. For 70, 80, maybe 90 years if I'm lucky.
Yeah.
And then that's that.
Yeah.
And then it's almost like we keep the body now to explore what it's like to live without that. What is it like to be abundant in energy and health and wellness and...
Good, bring it on.
You know, that all that. And there's been so many examples of awakened beings that either left the world and went into seclusion or left the body.
Mm.
And... I think the call for us now is to live in our normal lives, you know, from the awakened place.
Mm.
What is it like to do my weekly food shop, you know, from a place of wholeness, where I'm not looking at the shelves of what I should buy and shouldn't buy based on my self-image and all the rest of it, you know?
Yeah.
That total freedom just to... And if you can let go of that control, then you find the food choices are healthier anyway.
Yeah.
Naturally.
Yeah.
Now, I'm naturally drawn to the colours of the bright, vivid colours of vegetables and, you know, foods with a lot of life force in them still. Just like we're drawn to being outside in nature because, you know, a tree isn't having an existential crisis. So it's letting off a lot of lovely, peaceful energy in there, you know.
Yeah. Just talking about nature, I mean, I'm not you know, for those who don't know me, I'm not a gardener. I've never been able to garden at all. And last summer, before the massive heat wave, my garden was, it's only a very small garden, it was just this barren piece of grass. And then the summer dried it out, and now we've obviously done some work on it. It's amazing.
Mm.
It's just so colourful, and I love it, absolutely. I keep looking out my window and I'm like, look at my garden, you know. I've never, ever felt like that, ever, about my garden at all.
I was, there's never anyone more amazed than myself to realise that I actually enjoyed gardening.
Oh.
It was the idea of gardening that I hated.
I've loved it, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to getting out and,
yeah.
you know, tidying up the bit that needs tidying. Ian did a little bit the other day. And I'm you know, going to our son's to do his, just wait for the weather to settle a little bit.
Because it's fun. For no other
can't
reason
wait.
Than that.
Yeah.
Because it's fun.
Mm.
And your life begins to be oriented on what's fun.
Mm.
And what's the most fun is to know exactly what you are, to live as that.
Mm. Mm.
And then the fruits of it begin to come, like we'd been discussing.
Mm.
And the inquiry's gone deep enough and has been sustained long enough.
Mm.
Begins to eradicate, you know, one level of inquiry is to realise we are that self, but then what does that mean to us? What does it mean in our life? Do we get tired? Do we need sleep? All of that.
Mm. Thank you.